Welcome to the Entrepreneurial Biome Podcast, a space for nurturing the ecosystem of business, body, and living. What would it be like if you gave your body a leadership role in your business and chose greater happiness every day? These are the conditions that create a healthy biome and a thriving business. I'm your host, Heather Nichols, and I'm so happy you're here. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Entrepreneurial Biome Podcast. It's Heather Nichols here with you again, coming from the Castello di Castelborgone in Northern Italy. Such a beautiful place. It's been really delightful to record many episodes from this place. Today I am in the library. There are hundreds of books in here that are, some of which are 400 years old, 300-400 years old. They've been restored. It's just a spectacular place. And so I highly recommend coming here. It is a very life-changing experience to be at this place. And it's really one of my favorite places in the world. And it seemed appropriate from the castle to talk about one of the big kind of like concepts and themes that I play with in my work and in my own life is your body as your business partner. What if your body could be your business partner? Now, what does that exactly mean? It's one of those things that has been tricky for me to talk about and to describe because it is just, it's an idea that goes really beyond this reality. It goes beyond a lot of traditional ways that we would have conversations about bodies and about businesses. And really, like, actually, from the perspective of the biome, it makes a lot of sense. So I'm excited to be bringing it here now. And basically, what I see as a possibility with our bodies being our business partner is this place where our bodies give us so much feedback and so much information and so much awareness about everything. And that's a universe that definitely requires us to cultivate and develop and ask for and choose. And, you know, it's a very different way of being with your body. But our bodies are constantly giving us information, feedback, awareness. And a lot of people don't even pay attention to that. They don't listen. They don't see it as valuable. They don't see it as information or awareness. They see it as just, you know, our bodies being a pain in the butt. And yet when you start to really include your body and look and receive what it is that your body is sharing with you and showing you, it's amazing how much information it does give us about what it is that we're asking for. And it's just a very, very different point of view because your body as your business partner, it's not going to be like, of course, like a traditional business partner that would be talking to you and making decisions with you and, you know, like carrying the financial burden with you and all of those things that we think of when we think of business partners. It's a different space. And my body has shown me this over and over and over and over again in so many ways. I have so many stories and anecdotes that I could share about how my body has shown me things over the years that were very relevant to my business and what I'm doing and how I'm doing it. And I think the how is one of the big pieces because so many people with business function from a space of, you know, I mean, if you look at like a lot of successful entrepreneurs that I know, when it comes to a conversation about their body, they're more likely to think of eating well, you know, exercising every day, sleeping enough every night. Those are kind of like three of the main pieces that, you know, most people think of when they think of their body is I want to have a healthy body. How do you do that? You eat right, you exercise, and you get enough sleep. And of course, I mean, I would never argue that. And, there's a lot of different ways to look at that in terms of what your body is asking for and what your body requires that's unique. But I definitely, for me, you know, having a healthy diet and having, you know, putting food into my body that my body enjoys and is grateful for, and that is a contribution to my body, whatever that may be, is definitely a priority. Moving my body is a priority. Resting my body when it asks for, that's a priority. But a lot of times people have very fixed points of view about what that looks like. And it's like, you've got to eat like this, no gluten, no dairy, no this, no, you know, a lot of the food conversations are no, 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 no. And a lot of people don't do so great with those types of rules. And one of the things that comes along with that is we're never really asking our bodies. Like I, for so many years, had all these different diets that I did to try to solve all the problems that I thought my body had. And I was going to solve it with my nutrition, and it never really took care of it. And so when I stopped trying to solve the problems of my body with my nutrition, with like a nutritional structure, and I stopped judging all things. Like I stopped judging, you know, sugar and Coca-Cola and broccoli and, you know, as good and bad and all of that. And I just started asking my body what it desired and required. It really became clear to me that it's more than like a design, like a designation of like what's good and what's bad and what we should and shouldn't eat. It's more like if I ask my body what it requires and I give it what it desires and requires, then that's really going to work no matter what it may be. It could be sugar. It could be broccoli. But if I eat broccoli when my body wants sugar, that's probably not going to satisfy it. And so this is not a podcast about food, and I won't go too far into that. There's other places and times where I will do that. But the point being that our bodies have unique desires and requirements at any time. And if we listen to them and we talk to them and we ask them without a presumption of what that's going to look like, then we can actually give our bodies what it is that they're asking for. And when we do, then there's so much that can show up that in this very generative way. And this is where our bodies start to be really happy. They're, you know, have a lot of energy. They're really thriving. They feel great. And then having this communion with your body that can take it even further than that, like way beyond diet, exercise, and sleep, but actually where your body starts to contribute as a co-creator with you of your life and your business and to the whole, like the health of the whole biome, it's really amazing what shows up from there. So to me, that's kind of a baseline. It's like having a healthy, you know, or like having the diet, sleep, and movement that your body's asking for in any given moment. Let's say it like that. And then beyond that, I'll share a story that really kind of impressed upon me the importance of this conversation and why I wanted to be having it and why it was so important for me even to be having with my own body and my own business. Is I had been... it was about a year ago, and I had been traveling a lot, and I came home from a 6-week tour, and I was quite exhausted. I was really pretty burned out. And on that tour, I was taking really good care of myself. I was sleeping plenty, moving my body, eating well, you know. I was taking very good care of myself, you know, as far as you can when you're traveling and you're not at home and you're moving around and such. But my body kind of like shut down on me. And it didn't shut down in terms of like stop working or anything like that, but it just kind of like, it was felt like I came home and I just sort of like hit the floor and my body was like, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to do anything. I need a month off. And I'm grateful that I gave that to my body. And I gave that to myself, and I took about a month where I didn't travel. I didn't do very many classes. I didn't do a whole lot of things online, even at the time. And I really dove into, my body was in a lot of pain at the time. And my business was in a really weird place. There was a lot of transition going on. The cash flow had slowed down. There was people coming and going and my staff. And it was just a very, very transitional moment. And my body was like, I can't, you know, it was a moment where, you know, normally I think when we have these moments in business where we're like, the cash flow is a little bit slowed down, people coming, going, there's a lot of change. We kind of want to gear up, you know, we want to gear up and we want to do whatever we can to take care of things and make sure the revenue's coming in and make sure that things are, you know, not falling apart basically. And my body was just like, no, I'm not doing that. And it was so cool because I actually have a pretty great relationship with my body and I was willing to listen. And I gave myself the time and the space to really check in and to really go, okay, you know so much about creation. You know so much about me, about us, about life, about, you know, and I didn't have the point of view that what was going on with my body was a problem that needed to be solved. I had the awareness that what was going on was that my body was showing me something far greater with my business. And it was like, you need to listen to me for a minute. And this is where my body as my business partner in that moment was like, right now I need to lead and you need to listen. And, you know, a lot of times we just don't stop and listen. We don't give our bodies and ourselves that space. I knew that it was going to be so valuable that what my body had to share with me in terms of awareness was very valuable. And so I paused and I didn't really know what was going to happen. I didn't know where my business was really going to go. I didn't have a sense of, you know, that things were going to be okay or not okay. It was just kind of like a moment of massive courage of, all right, I don't really know where the revenue is coming from this month or in the future. But my sense is I just need to listen. And I spent a lot of time, actually, I was in quite a lot of pain. My body was in quite a lot of pain. So I spent a lot of time unwinding the pain. And that actually became almost maybe a 6 month, 6 to almost 9 month, actually 6-8 month process, something like that, where my body was in a lot of pain and I was really having to unwind the pain. And one of the things that, and I, you know, have a million tools for that, that I won't go into right now, but I will. And another, I'm like, I need to do a podcast about pain. That would be great. So I'll do that. But I got curious about the pain. Instead of trying to fix it, solve it, make it wrong, you know, be in the wrongness of me, I've worked too hard, I'm stressed, I need to take time off. None of that was going on. I wasn't allowing myself to conclude. And anytime we conclude anything, we stop the possibilities, we stop the movement of what's available. So I just wasn't allowing myself to do that. And I was just staying curious and staying curious and staying present with my body. And my body was like, now we're going to go to the floor, you know, and now we're going to go get some body work. And now we're going to move. And now we're going to move in this way. And now we can't move. And now we're going to, you know, go to the farmer's market and buy some fresh tomatoes. And, you know, it was actually quite a beautiful time because it was just really dedicated to listening. And I was still engaged with whatever I could be with my business. And there was all these new things being born in this process. And my body just, it was almost like it took my hand and it just showed me, you don't have to work so hard. You don't have to push. You don't have to effort. You don't have to make things happen. You don't have to force things. You don't have to stress. listen to me more. And I've got your back. And it was this beautiful exploration of pleasure and ease as these energies that I was inviting more and more and more into my life. And this was already something that I was, you know, facilitating a lot of classes around. And I mean, none of this was a new conversation to me, but I was, and it also wasn't new for me to choose some of these things, but I was choosing it and stepping into it in a completely different way and a completely new way and a completely radical way for me. Embodying so much more of what I've always talked about and, you know, believed in really. And it was like, okay. And it was like, anytime I would try to go to effort, anytime I would try to go to forcing something, anytime I would try to make something happen, my body would just go, nope, not going to work like that, you know? And then I would go, okay, all right. Okay. So what is the thing, you know, what can't I be, do, choose that's going to allow things to grow? Cause I was very clear. I wanted to continue with my business. I wanted to continue with what I was doing. I wanted to grow it dynamically. And there were also some things that I, you know, wanted to change up and not do, and, you know, just change the nature of it and the energy of it and things like that. I changed my team around a little bit. And so there were things that really did need to change, but it was mostly the space from which I was doing everything. And it was just like, my body just wouldn't allow me to do that anymore. And it became, as I said, this, you know, 6 to 8 month or so journey of exploring all of the different nuances and the different energies and the different information that my body was giving me about ease and about relaxation. And I started having these beautiful experiences of moving my body. I was doing a lot of Bowspring. I do a lot of Bowspring, which is you can look at other podcasts and videos and stuff. It's a beautiful open postural movement system that totally changes our bodies and changes our lives. And I was doing a lot of Bowspring, and that was unwinding a lot. And I had this period of about maybe 6 weeks where I would do Bowspring and I would just sob. And there wasn't a story. It was just my body releasing a lot of stuff, a lot of stress. Actually, it was releasing a lot of stress. And in that process, there were all these miraculous things that were starting to show up with my business and, you know, new futures being created and new people coming into the field and new creations. And I developed in that time a new class that I'm doing called Be Moved, which I've done a podcast about that. And there's lots of, you know, other content out there and coming down the pike and classes all over the place that are being created. But that was something that came out of it. And it was my body showing me, hey, you know, let's bring this to other people. Let's facilitate this with other people as well and show, you know, help people to have a sense of how they could include their bodies in the creation of everything that they're creating. And so it was just this amazing time of allowing my body to really show me the way. And none of it was wrong. It was all, I was just curious about all of it. And everything that my body would indicate to me, it was like, I'd have to just be present with it, get out of judgment of it, and then go, well, what's right about this I'm not getting? Which is a great question to ask. What's right about this I'm not getting? So for instance, one of the things that I've also been doing during this time is writing a book. Some people know about my book. It's been in the works for quite a while. And I have somebody writing it with me, which is beautiful. I'm really grateful. And because I kept wanting to sit down and type, and every time I would want to type and edit the book, my wrists and my hands would absolutely hurt. And it was like, there was no typing that was going to be done. And I'm like, how do I edit my book if I can't type? Well, hey, body, how do I edit my book if I can't type? My body was like, I don't want to type. I don't want to sit at the computer. Okay. So, you know, what are we going to do? Like, this book needs, I really would like for this book to be in the world. The book is asking to be in the world. What can we do? Well, you know, communicate, give the feedback to the lady that's editing the book and have her do the edits. You know, I was like, oh, that was easy. Okay, great. And all of these things have been, you know, just these amazing things that have shown up, either because my body couldn't do something, wouldn't do something, didn't want to do something, or just was like, listen, it can be so much easier. And so, and I think a lot of times, you know, stress management is a big thing in the business world. And a lot of times when people get stressed, they actually do think they have to manage it. They think they have to handle it and take away the things, like sort of like take away the things that are stressing you out. Like, but sometimes it's sort of like temporarily take those things away, knowing that you're going to have to bring them back at some point, you know. And some people will go on a leave of absence, or they'll, you know, take a vacation or whatever. And then they've, you know, you got to go back to work after that. And, but work hasn't changed, you know? And so, well, maybe you got a vacation or you got a leave or you got some space or time or whatever. It's like your work hasn't changed and you got to go back into the same thing. And if you are an entrepreneur and you might have a job, and I'm still speaking to you, people who are entrepreneurs, to me, yes, you might own your own business, but it's also people just who have the spirit of creation, and you might be employed and still have the spirit of creation. So people who are entrepreneurs are, you know, they're people who have that spirit, and however that shows up for you as a, you know, income generating activity. But this is where sometimes there just are these like fundamental changes in how we do things. And it really boils down to our point of view that need to be made. And if you're employed, you know, you may need to have a conversation with your employer. But if you are, you know, if you work for yourself, then it's a little bit easier. I mean, have the conversation with the employer who is you. but there's, you know, there's a little bit, there's more leeway there. But it's not about getting more breaks or more vacations. It's like, what if you had a work reality, a business, a life, you know, all those things that you just really thoroughly, deeply, profoundly enjoy? What if your work could be relaxing? What if it could be a contribution to you? What if your business had your back? What if your body had your back? What if your body was your business partner? And your body and your business were actually there to contribute to you, and you could contribute to them, but not because you're the slave to your business, which I think a lot of times, I mean, for me, that's what I saw, is my body just going, you're not a slave to your, like, you do not have to be a slave to your business. It's your business, you know. It's more like the business, what if the business is actually here for you to contribute to you? And if that were the case, then if I did have that as my sort of primary point of view, and that were the case, then how would I move with it? How would I approach it? How would I show up every day? What else could be possible? You know, oh, I could leave voice notes for the person who's editing my book instead of typing. Great, I'll do that. You know, oh, I could relax way more than I've been willing to allow myself, and see what shows up. And one of the incredible things that I've seen is, and this is just not something that anybody talks about, but relaxation and ease and a lot of other things, pleasure and, you know, all of those things require a lot of courage to have a reality of ease, to have a reality of relaxation, to have a reality with your business where you're not the slave and your business contributes to you. You don't work too much. you make plenty of beautiful money and you, you know, you contribute in whatever way that you'd like to contribute through your business activities. That requires a lot of courage. It's very different. And if you look at the business world, you'll see, you know, I mean, I remember when I, before I went into business, I mean, I didn't ever think I was going to go into business. I just was a psychotherapist and I wanted to have a private practice. That's how my business started was I was a therapist. I wanted to have a private practice. And I also bought a movement studio when I was 28 years old. And then I started running the movement studio. And so, or maybe I was, I don't know, 30 something. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I was, that's a long time ago. And so, but I never was like, I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to own a business, but I did want to work for myself and I did want to have the freedom to do what I loved and be creative with it and have, you know, make my own hours and all that stuff. And so, you know, you sort of fall, a lot of people just fall into being an entrepreneur. It's not something that we aspire to. You know, I was a psychotherapist. I was a dance therapist. I was a movement person. You know, I was a body person. It just so happened that I wanted to have a private practice. So I needed to figure out how to do business. But when that's the case, you know, we sort of, I remember thinking about, I think this is where I started with this thought, like thinking, gosh, you know, I would, whenever I would think about business, I would think about like people in high rises wearing suits. You know, that was my concept of the business world, you know, and I guess for a lot of people, it still is, but I never considered that, you know, I could be in business and have a lot of ease and have a lot of joy and travel around the world and feel like I never actually really work and not have an aversion to working either because work is just fun. Like I'm sitting here chatting with you all, you know, it's 11 o'clock at night in the library of the castle and I'm enjoying this thoroughly. So, you know, it's fun for me. And that's the joy of business. And the invitation of that is just so beautiful because it really, it invites us to start to see what's true for us in regards to business. So your whole, the whole biome can really flourish because you're happy, you're enjoying what you're doing. And if your body isn't happy, that's not going to allow the biome, the ecosystem of your life, living, business to flourish because your body's part of the biome. And when your body is flourishing, like we talked about in the beginning, food, rest, movement, as the beginning of that, you know, just the beginning of flourishing, like the starting point for flourishing, because there's so much more than that. But as your body starts to flourish, then it can give you so much more information and so much more awareness and facilitate you into something totally different. But I've had to really, really like acknowledge those moments where I'm like, okay, I'm very relaxed. I'm having so much ease right now. Like I'm not working. I should probably be working. I should probably be doing something. And that's a big one for, you know, cause doing is so easy to do, but doing is not often what actually creates business. What more often creates business is the space that we be. And the creative possibilities that we're aware of. And as we be that space, so much can expand and open up that we've just never considered. And then you can start to include all the feedback that your body is giving you, all the input, all the information, all the awareness, and let it show you what it knows about ease. Let it show you what it knows about relaxation. And as I've like, really courageously taken a dive into exploring the universe of this over the past 6 to 8 months and before that as well, but it's been really turned up recently as I've been having the courage to explore it. It's been so amazing because my business is like completely transforming in front of my eyes, and it's not from the doing, like forcing it to try to happen and seeing like, what do I got to do? You know, but it's more just like the relaxation that allows the space, that allows the awareness, that allows the inspired action to kind of bubble up from that space, informed by my body, contributing to my body, contributing to my whole life and living, the whole biome. The whole biome thrives. As the whole biome thrives, the whole biome thrives even more. And including our body, giving our body a voice in this and being curious about what our body knows, what it's aware of, it's just, it's such a gift because it really allows, it just allows us to have a completely different source of input for everything that is consciousness. I mean, our bodies are actually totally conscious. They don't have a mind. They don't limit themselves. So we have this space of consciousness that is, you know, truly like our bodies can show us what that is, but we have to be willing to listen. So what is it that your body knows about ease? What is it that your body knows about everything that you'd like to have with your business? What does your body know about creating money and revenue streams? What does your body know about your staff, about, you know, how you'd like to structure your business, about what's possible? All these things that you could be asking, that if you allow yourself the space and the courage to be silent enough to listen, so much will be revealed that hasn't been available before. And that to me is the invitation of your body as your business partner. And if you're seeing this on my website, there's lots of places to play from here. There's so many ways that we can dive into this, because in order to have the deep listening with our bodies, we need to actually, you know, be connected to them. So this is sort of a springboard, you know, where you can take this further. And there's, you know, 3-day body classes that I do. There's business on different classes. There's the Generative Business Pods, which is a 6-month ongoing creation intensive, small group intensive. There's private work with me, you know, 6 months ongoing, private intensives. There's so many different things that I do that deepen, help people to deepen into themselves, what they truly desire, to get clear on that, because that's the first part of it, is you've got to be clear on what you desire. And then help people to have both the creative tools and the tools for communion with their bodies. Because if you have communion with your body, which is something that's always growing and expanding, then you can actually, that's where the listening really gets robust and beautiful and brilliant, is where, you know, we have this melted space of oneness with our bodies. We're willing to trust them and honor them and have vulnerability with them and allowance and gratitude for them. And as we do that, then our bodies can start to speak to us in a very different way that allows, you know, all of these, like the listening, to be very easy, very clear, and very productive when we actually put it into action. So there's just so many tools here for you in the biome, in the YouTube videos, and all of my classes and private work that are really an invitation to this as a bigger picture conversation, so that your whole life and living can truly, truly thrive. And you could be, what if you could be happier, more fulfilled, have more money and financial abundance and more ease with your body and joy in your relationships and like ease with everything that you do with your business and beyond, and have it contribute to the earth and contribute to the future of the planet and build a greater future for you and for the world. And to me, all of that is possible. All of that is part of the biome, a healthy entrepreneurial biome. And, when one area starts to flourish, all the other areas of our lives get to flourish as well. And when we start really with our bodies at the hub of that, there's just so much that becomes available. So thank you for listening, for being you, for being here. And what else is possible with our bodies as our business partners in the business of our life and living? Everything, everything, everything. And I look forward to more. Thank you so much. Bye for now.
Thank you for joining me for the Entrepreneurial Biome podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please like, share, and subscribe. For more resources, check out my website at heathernichols.com and my social media channels as well. Have a beautiful day, and remember that your business thrives when you do.